Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Perhaps you've seen one of the popular homecoming videos on social media. A man or woman in uniform is sneaking up on an unsuspecting kid. Other people are all around watch on excitedly to see the reaction. And then once the child and parent come face to face, there's surprise, followed by tears and hugs. Lots and lots of hugs. Having one of your parents leave for long periods of time is a common experience for military kids. Whether it's for a deployment or a temporary duty assignment, men and women of the armed forces go where they are told, when they are told, and their families often are left behind, anxiously awaiting their return. A new children's book is paying tribute to all those waiting military families. Finally Home was written by Sacramento author Courtney Sino, and she's here today to tell us more about it. Welcome to Insight, Courtney.
Thank you for having me, Chris. Great to be here.
Okay, so the book is called Finally Home. What is the story about?
The story is exactly what you alluded to. It's a homecoming celebration day. A little girl, Sarah, chronicles all the events of the day. So all the emotions these kids feel and the parent that's home feel as well. It covers joy, anxiety, nerves, excitement, anticipation. So it's just a wonderful day at the end.
Who would you say you wrote this book for?
I think it has two audiences. The farther along I got in the process, initially I wrote it for military families as a tribute to them, first and foremost. But as I went along, I realized this book is also something that could serve as a window to the lives of military kids. So if there's a non-military student who is in class with a military student and they maybe don't know a lot about what these children go through, it's a great conversation starter book to say, oh, here's a situation that these kids go through all the time that a lot of non-military families might know nothing about.
Yeah, I mean, the military, it's a smaller percentage of our population than mm-hmm. it used to be, and maybe not everybody is aware of what goes on when it comes to those families.
Right.
Courtney, can you share a bit of the story with us?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I have the book here, and I'll read a couple pages from it, if that's okay.
Sure.
And just to set the stage, this is the context of what I'm going to read is when they're just getting ready. They've heard that the planes are coming back, and they're all lining up and getting ready for that. Mama Lucas and I head over to the line by the hangar doors. I hear a rumble and look up at the blue sky. The rumble becomes a roar. I see five dots and then five more. The planes zoom across my view and circle around. The floor under my feet vibrates. One plane touches down, then another and another, until the blue sky is empty again. The planes taxi closer and line up in a row like the tiny models that sit on Daddy's desk. They stop and the roar fades. I pull out my earplugs. And I'll read one more page. I want to run, but I make my feet stay put. The ground crews release the ladder by the cockpits. All the glass canopies pop up at the same time. Mama wipes a tear off her cheek. I put my hand on hers. It's time, Mama, isn't it? I ask. Any second, baby, any second, she replies.
Well, you've painted a scene and an imagery that I know is meaningful for a lot of families, military families, for any family that has a separation and then a reunion like that. Well, tell us, what inspired you to write this? Did you have any personal experience with being a military kid?
Yes, absolutely. So I was not a military kid myself, but my husband was an active duty Navy member. And so we were stationed at MCAS Cherry Point, North Carolina for several years. We experienced deployments ourselves. And while we didn't have children, for those homecoming celebrations, I witnessed so many families reuniting. And, you know, when you're waiting for someone to come back 6, 8, 10, sometimes 12 months, that day is filled with so many emotions. And these families kind of wait in, it could be a hangar, it could be a gymnasium, it could be an airport. But there's all these stories that are happening on these days. Each family has their own unique experience. And so I watched so many kiddos, young kiddos, you know, in their flight suits dressed up just like dad or in their uniforms dressed up like a parent that's coming home, wait for hours and then you see them reunite. And while I was so excited to be reunited with my spouse. It was so heartwarming to see these kids. And sometimes they had nerves too. And so I wanted to build that into the story too, that the kids have so much joy and excitement, but there's also some nerves related to someone coming home that they haven't seen for a long time. So that was the initial inspiration, is my experience coupled with what these kids go through.
We noted in the intro that May is also Military Appreciation Month. Did you want to release this book to coincide with that?
Yeah, absolutely. May is Military Appreciation Month, as you mentioned. April is the month of the military child. And so this time of year is very important and special to military families. And if there's a way I can bring, you know, shed more light on that or highlight it, I thought a book release during this time might be able to help do that.
Courtney, tell us a little bit about the illustrations in your book. How important were those pictures? Had you worked with the illustrator before?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So Tim DeBeard is the illustrator, and ironically enough, he lives in Uzbekistan, which is right next to Afghanistan, which is where my husband deployed for one of the deployments. And so it's sort of a full circle story where we end up working with someone, you know, around the world and kind of on a project for many months and working with him very closely. He's wonderful. Something that was a unique creative challenge for us was trying to get, you know, it's a picture book, so there's some flexibility and, you know, it doesn't have to look exactly realistic, but we wanted to get the uniforms generally correct, the aircraft generally correct. It features the F-35B, which is our latest fighter jet in the U.S., and the logos. And so working with someone who's in Uzbekistan, you know, we're learning a lot together. So the other kind of creative challenge and something that was really important to both of us is capturing the emotion of the children in the story, of the spouses in the story, the hugs, and, you know, just all of that, making people walk away with the feeling that the people in the book were feeling. So as someone closes the book, we're hoping that they feel a lot of joy, like they were there in the moment with these families.
And remind us again, obviously this book would resonate with military families, mm-hmm. but beyond that, what message do you hope people can take away, whether they have a military connection or not?
Yeah, I think, you know, for military families, it's a thank you to all of the service members and their families. For non-military, it's a great window into someone else's life. So military families are juggling a lot, like all of us, you know, and they have this extra layer of maybe someone being gone, a parent taking on a lot of responsibility, kiddos, you know, going about their day with academics and sports and daily life, but maybe they don't have a parent there. And just kind of being empathetic to that, being curious about it, and regardless of political thoughts or opinions or, you know, what's going on in the world, at the heart of the story is a family reuniting and missing a loved one. And so I think that's something universal that everyone can relate to.
Courtney, this isn't your only book. You actually run your own publishing company. Tell us a little bit about that and how'd you get it started?
Sure. I have a publishing company. It's called Wimspire Books. It's based here in Sacramento. And we publish children's books, solely children's books for kids age 4 to 8. And so this book, Finally Home, is the most personal. It's based on my, you know, personal experience. But my other books are inspirational, funny. I have a book coming out next month. It's called Sincerely Antonia. It's about an aunt that writes a letter to a little boy thanking him for all the messes he leaves out around the house. So very different. But we focus on books that are for that age range, 4 to 8, and that just, you know, are entertaining for kids, or we hope they walk away with, you know, being inspired or learning something about someone else.
And how did you get into writing children's books as opposed to some other genre?
I have 3 little girls of my own, and they're kind of within that age range. So they're inspiration daily for stories, of course. And I have a marketing background, and I've always had this itch to, you know, translate marketing and loving, you know, visual communication into something more, and pairing it with my kids and the inspiration that they bring me and the funny things kids do. Writing picture books feels like the home for that. It's a really fun thing to do, and it leverages, you know, my mom experience, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there as well, and my marketing background.
Kids are great inspiration for
aren't
that,
they?
Aren't they?
Yeah.
You can write forever about them. If people want to learn more about your projects, your company, your books, where can they learn more?
Sure, yeah. So wimspirebooks.com is my website. It has all the information about my books and the backstory of them. So there's kind of a behind-the-scenes section, which is a lot of fun. And then the books are available anywhere books are sold. We like to support local. So if you are interested, please go into your local bookstore and ask for these books. You can also find them on online retailers or on my website as well.
Courtney Sino is an author and publisher of children's books. Her latest book, Finally Home, was published on May 6th. Courtney, thank you so much for being here on Insight Today.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.